Yes, she's the first MP since he set up as at the National Executive a panel to look into misbehaviour by Labour MPs. She's the first MP to be referred to that directly. She, if you remember, is the MP in Luton who seems to have had three homes, and in one of those homes she spent more than £20,000 on dry rot. She said she was legitimate to do it in that particular home because her husband lived there and she wanted to keep her relationship together. However, there's also some other expenditure which he's also under a lot of question about. And the interesting thing is that I don't think her local party are totally swinging behind her. I mean, one of the interesting features of this recently has been that broadly local parties have been very supportive of their MPs. They normally have quite a strong relationship going back many years and they're normally broadly sympathetic. But in this case, so far, the constituency party have been pretty lukewarm. So she's in double trouble. She's in trouble with her constituency and she's now been referred to this panel that will decide whether she has brought the party into disrepute. And the panel could simply say she has been deselected and cannot stand as a Labour candidate.
Another person whose conduct was deemed completely unacceptable by Gordon Brown was the Community Secretary Hazel Blears. What can we expect to happen to her?
Well, she is stoutly defending herself in her Salford constituency today, trying to set in context why she did what she did. She's pointing out that the Prime Minister himself may have said that her behaviour was completely unacceptable, but he also said it was within the law and that she hadn't broken any parliamentary rules. I think she is frankly pretty devastated by what's happened and probably deeply regrets what's happened. She's had to pay back £13,000 and I think she realizes her sort of kind of reputation as a kind of working class champion has been very badly damaged by what's happened. My guess is that she will not be thrown out of the party or deselected, her constituency party being very supportive of her, but that there's very little chance that she'll survive a cabinet reshuffle that the Prime Minister will introduce in short order soon after the European elections in about 2 weeks' time. So I think she's on the back benches, where she'll be a fascinating figure because she's been very critical of the Prime Minister and she could have been seen as one of those figures who might have called for a challenge to his leadership, but her credibility is currently severely dented and I'm not sure how much use she would be to those who want to challenge the Prime Minister.
And lest we forget that other parties aren't haven't been affected by the expenses scandal. Labour's borne the brunt of it as the governing party, but the Tory MP Anthony Steen's in trouble. What's he done?
Well, yeah, he claimed a vast sum basically to tend to his very large arboretum, his large number of trees he has, and he's had not a moat to look after, but a minor forest, and he's been doing on that on the taxpayers' expense. I think he offered to pay back 10% of the, I think it was more than £80,000. That's he was probably going to be required to pay it all back by David Cameron, who set up a sort of slightly arbitrary panel which can determine how much should be paid back to the Parliamentary Fees Office by his MPs. And rather than go through that whole process, he's decided to say that he will not be standing at the next election. It wasn't absolutely clear that he would do so anyway, but I think he might be the beginning of just a whole wave of MPs that we're going to see who are going to announce beyond what we've seen already that they're not standing at the next election. We could see a huge number of fresh faces at, when the election comes next year, an election that obviously David Cameron is insisting should happen as soon as possible.